It's 9:11 p.m. Arabian Standard Time. This is the Hejaz Mountains podcast. I want to read about Ai Weiwei. I have respect for him as an artist. Some people don't like conceptual art, but I'm okay with it. He became famous when he tossed a valuable Chinese vase in the air and dropped it. There's three photos. Just a moment. What happened to my oh my goodness. Okay. Here we go. Dissident artist Ai Weiwei. He designed the National Stadium known as the Bird Nest. Its balance and willingness to expose itself corresponded with the political forms that I wanted to see emerge in China. That's what he said about the bird nest. The Olympics would serve as an open inspection of a once mysterious and closed society. Like the bird's nest itself, the 2008 Olympics were seen by some inside the country and around the world as a sign that China's astonishing economic growth would be followed by democratic development. Excuse me for laughing. Ai Weiwei said, "We produced the product. How it would be used afterwards is not up to us. They can do whatever they want with it." He's 64. 3 years older than me. Gosh, makes me feel like a loser. Well, I did write one novel. I have some recordings that I'm going to play now. Just want to get them. Let me read this. This is some kind of letter to the editor, I guess. And this is the Times Record News. I'm not sure exactly where that is. And this is, it says, and Greg Abbott. Suffice to say, Abbott talks the talk and doesn't walk the walk. I don't think y'all are as interested in Texas as I am.
John Dickerson says this in The Atlantic, and it's so funny that I got to repeat it. This is dated, what day? Just a moment here. February 9th, 2022. There's no formal application for the presidency. Are you older than 35? Yes. Were you born in the USA? Yes. Have you ever tried to overthrow a lawful presidential election? No. If you said yes, yes, and no, become president. The first two questions: are you over 35? Were you born in the USA? These are constitutional requirements. The third is not a constitutional requirement, but an implicit one. Shredding the Constitution should disqualify anyone applying for a job protecting the Constitution. And then he points out, school bus operators are not picked from a pool of drivers with a history of high-speed, child-imperiling joyrides. Museum guards are not selected from the ranks of art thieves. This is obvious, he says, but not to the Republican Party. The 2024 GOP presidential nominee will either be Donald Trump, who tried to overthrow the results of the 2020 presidential election, or it will be someone who passes the current purity test. agreeing to overlook the fact that Trump, God's curses upon his name, tried to overthrow the election.
Okay, I thought that was entertaining, but I'm an American. Let me take a look at AP News. Let's see, McConnell rebukes RNC. This is at the top of the news. This is from last week. Oh my goodness, okay. So it had to refresh. Biden warns Putin of severe costs of Ukraine invasion. I know that they sent the 82nd Airborne elements of it to Europe. So, years back, I met some guys from that unit, and what you would call that regiment, I guess, and they said that they are called the Queen of Battle, and they get sent wherever it's a hot spot, wherever they need somebody right away. So I think the Russians know that, so that's some propaganda. Let's see. Landlords finding ways to evict after getting rental aid. Say it isn't so. The junior senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, feels insulted because the president of the United States said he wanted to choose a black woman. And okay. It just seems to me like, you know, the language. South Carolina pushed to be 49th state with hate crime law stalls. Okay. Well, you know, it's nobody cares about hate crimes until they're a victim of one. And Shaq's Funhouse draws big crowd with Lil Wayne headlining. Okay, that's Shaquille O'Neal. Zydeco musician Ardoin recovering creativity after shooting. Oh my goodness, he's from this is in Lafayette, Louisiana. Supposed to be an hour ago. Zydeco musician Chris Ardoin says it has taken time to recover his creativity after being shot last summer. The 40-year-old Lake Charles native was hit July 30th. When at least one unknown shooter opened fire at the Zydeco Bike Fest, an outdoor event in Colfax. He and his band had finished their set and were preparing to load equipment when the shots rang out. No arrests have been made in the case. The bullet that hit him missed vital organs. He was to perform again the following Labor Day in Houston. In March, he will play at his first fully outdoor festival since he was hurt. That will be at Festivals Acadians et Creoles. Okay. Pardon my French. Ardoin told The Advocate he had a hard time recovering his passion to create new music in the months since the shooting. He talked about the frustrating feelings he had in his home studio. All the stuff that I remember creating before the injury where I'd say, oh man, they're going to love this song. I'm in the studio listening to it and I'm ready to delete it. It was depressing. You know why, but you don't know why. This is second nature to me. I can usually come in here and come up with something on the spot. Why can't I come in here and do anything? Ardoin said. But he said he's had a breakthrough in the past months with ideas pouring out of him in the studio. Ardoin is a fourth generation Zydeco musician. He grew up playing alongside his father, Alphonse Boyce Sec Ardoin. his father Lawrence Ardoin, brother Sean Ardoin, and a slew of cousins and friends carrying on the tradition begun by his grandfather's cousin, Armidi Ardoin. All I know about Zydeco is a play with the, what do you call it, the thing you scrub clothes with, the metal thing. I'm sure that there's a, what do you call it, an accordion there. Sorry to admit my ignorance. Detroit Rams, odd Super Bowl shirts sold for Stafford fans. I gotta take a look at that. Emotional support or hogwash. Man fights to keep his pet pig. Ohio mayor concerned ice shanties could lead to prostitution. Oh my goodness, what is that? The mayor of an upscale city outside Cleveland is making headlines again for a remark at a recent city council meeting that allowing ice fishing shanties on the lake could lead to prostitution. Okay. I used to call them, did they call them fish houses? I can't remember. I know that this lake that a friend of mine used to live by, they made you take your ice house off. I think that's what they called that in Minnesota. I gotta see this piece of oddities news. Let's see, how long is this? How long is this already? 12 minutes. Let me look at Reuters. I'll get back to you tomorrow. I'll make a recording. Pardon me. Please forgive me. Excuse me. If it's on Reuters, it's news. The headline is Biden and Putin speak. Okay. Jaw jaw is better than war war. Oh, Canada police begin clearing protesters blocking key U.S.-Canada bridge. The Ambassador Bridge, North America's busiest land border crossing, had no traffic flowing for the fifth straight day on Saturday morning. I heard some lousy BS about that today. Excuse me for using that term. But it's so lousy that I'm not even going to repeat it. Let's see. Macron refused Russia COVID test over DNA.
French President Emmanuel Macron refused a Russian COVID-19 test this week to prevent the country getting hold of his DNA.
Aujourd'hui, à mes yeux.
Wait, that's... okay. I'm sorry, I think that's funny to me. And Snoop Dogg, rapper, is supposed to be at the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, his sexual assault from 10 years ago comes to light. Figure that one out.
Venture capitalists have invested billions of dollars in fast grocery delivery services such as Turkey's Getir and Germany's Gorillas and Flink in a race to meet soaring demand after lockdowns. Now, Amsterdam and Rotterdam have slapped a one-year freeze on new so-called dark stores, and other cities could follow. At issue are the hundreds of small distribution hubs for on-demand groceries, where workers zip in and out on scooters, prompting complaints of disruption and nuisance, complicating the loss-making company's efforts to scale up and become profitable. Like Getir, founded in Istanbul in 2015, which raised more than $1.1 billion in capital last year. General Manager for Europe...
I know, I just go to the convenience store, that's next to my hotel. Let me take a look at DW.com. If it's on DW.com, it's news. Let's see. Okay. Anger over U.S. 9/11 compensation declaration in Afghanistan. Okay, the Americans and the Germans have told their people to leave Ukraine. What is this? Afghans have protested a U.S. decision to use Afghanistan's assets to compensate the families of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Okay. Anything? Okay. Let me take a look at Google headlines. Excuse me for not being prepared. This one of my listeners once said it was better to just hear me speak extemporaneously. Club World Cup Final Live. What is this? Chelsea versus Palmeiras? This is I guess professional football. Updates from final kicking off at 4:30 p.m. GMT. Okay, football fans, you can watch that. Headlines. Okay, Ukraine. That bridge being blocked between Canada and USA. French COVID protest convoy defies Paris stay away order. I heard they were shooting tear gas. Oh, Texas counties barred from bringing charges against officials who encourage mail-in voting. Okay, that's good to hear. I was kind of afraid of democracy in the state of Texas nowadays. What is it? The right can't oppress people enough. Earthquakes in Texas doubled in 2021. And it's from pumping oil, they think. Surprise, surprise. Texas ban on encouraging mail-in votes likely unconstitutional, judge rules. So this is February 11th, 2022, Texas Tribune. Texas A&M students protest after president ends print publication of 129-year-old battalion newspaper. The student newspaper will continue as an online-only news organization after the spring semester, but the university's unilateral decision to end the print edition without student input has students and faculty concerned about its editorial independence, says the sub-headline. Okay, I don't think you all are very concerned about Texas A&M. I have heard people say before, as goes Texas, so goes the nation. That also sounds like lousy nonsense. And this is 20 minutes long. Excuse me. Pardon me.